At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. This is Kevin Dunn. And this week, I want to chat a bit about joint health. It's not a surprise that everyone who listens to this podcast intentionally is a human, and that humans are mortal. Therefore, it's reasonable to assume that listeners would like to figure out ways to extend the quality of the time we spend alive. One of the most common emails I receive that isn't a hate mail is people asking me about osteoarthritis. So let's have a chat, also known to some listeners as a lecture, about that this week. Osteoarthritis is a Greek word. Apologies to listeners that don't like foreign words. I know, such a pedant. Well, it means inflammation of the joints and bones, and it beats out things like bursitis and gout to take top spot as the most common joint condition globally. Inside our joints, we have a cushioned layer of cartilage, and osteoarthritis occurs when this layer is worn out faster than we can replace it. There's also an inflammatory aspect to the condition. In the United States, 40% of adult males and 47% of adult females will develop it, and the average age of diagnosis is 55. So what can we do about it? As someone who in his 30s was already showing signs of osteoarthritis in my left hip socket, I can assure you it is painful and frustrating, and that looking for pain relief is something I sometimes spend quite a bit of time on. Now, in the US, the first line of treatment for this is Tylenol or acetaminophen. I have never found this to work for me, although if you listen to this podcast, you will know that anecdotal evidence can get in the bin. Now, studies show that it is more effective than placebo. Unfortunately, this was also found not to be at a level to be clinically significant. In fact, on a scale of 0 to 100, Tylenol only scored 3 points higher than a sugar pill. Clinical significance starts with a 10-point gap minimum. So if a straight-up analgesic doesn't work, oops, there I go with the Greek words again, and we know osteoarthritis is inflammatory, what about an anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen, also known as Advil? Well, because they're really bad for you. Up to 30% of users develop stomach ulcers, and they increase the risk of a cardiac event to the point of an extra heart attack per 200 users per year. Scary stuff. So, given this information, would you really keep at it with the pill popping for your pain relief? Now, I should note here that topical gels have a similar efficacy to oral anti-inflammatories and do not have the same kind of absorption in the system, so they do not increase the incidence of stomach issues or cardiovascular issues more than placebo. So a lot of people out there also get injections. I've had corticosteroid injections myself in my knee for pain from tendon damage from too many kicks in martial arts. By the way, this does not mean that martial arts cause knee issues, just that I developed a knee issue myself. Saying otherwise would be an inductive argument. I did find that I had significant pain relief for about 10 weeks, but then I needed surgery. because these injections increase the rate of deterioration. And in fact, you can only have 3 injections into a body part in a whole year because of the tissue damage it causes. So with pills and injections out of the window, it seems most people end up with surgery. Now, the question here is, if you had really, really bad pain, would you go to see your local faith healer or voodoo priest? And if the answer is no, perhaps you would also consider avoiding arthroscopic surgery. And the reason I say this is that in a 2013 study, 146 patients were randomized into 2 groups. One that received arthroscopic surgery for their knee, and the other that had their knees cut open and the surgeon pretended to do surgery. I won't even get into the ethical considerations of this, because I know that there's at least one listener who would rather stick toothpicks under his nails than hear me talk about philosophy again. But anyway, the fake surgery patients recovered and showed the same improvements as the patients that had the real procedure. Before anyone emails me in to say that they had surgery and it worked for them, I'm not saying that surgery doesn't work. I'm saying it doesn't work better than pretend surgery.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
So, we've covered pharmaceutical stuff. What about things that you could do yourself at home, like losing some weight, doing some movement, or changing your diet? So twin studies showed that some of the osteoarthritis risk is genetic, but there are other things that we can do to mitigate the non-genetic risk. Probably a reduction in obesity levels and overall lowering of your BMI could be the biggest, most impactful thing you could do. This correlates nicely, although please remember correlation is not causation, with the fact that hunter-gatherers, both contemporary and those that we have examined the skeletal remains of, show up to 5 times less incidence of osteoarthritis than the modern, more sedentary lifestyles account for. Knee osteoarthritis is 3 times less prevalent in people with a BMI of under 25. I would like to note here that this won't be a full picture. My BMI is 28.4, so I'm overweight. But also, I'm not sure that anyone say I was carrying significant body fat. So we do need to look at body composition and waist circumference also, because the reverse is also true, that being overweight due to muscle mass also doesn't mean you're healthy, although muscle and bone density do skew BMI somewhat. As I've said before, this is a 10 to 15 minute podcast. It's not called Lengthy and Boring Tips. It's called Quick and Dirty Tips. Therefore, I can't possibly cover all the nuance. So let's just leave it at that. Losing weight and reducing your BMI will have a positive impact on osteoarthritis. Which brings me to exercise. Studies on the efficacy of movement and exercise for pain management in patients with osteoarthritis have been so conclusive that future studies have now been deemed totally pointless. It's pretty watertight and significant as evidence. You may have heard me mention a couple of weeks ago about the episode about, you know, the fallacy of 10,000 steps, and that, you know, if you wanted to get fitter, then we'd be looking at the intensity of you doing those steps. Now, pretty cool thing about the osteoarthritis studies is it shows that intensity doesn't make any difference. However, what did make a difference was dose frequency. So exercise being performed minimum of 3 times a week showed greatest efficacy. And as I've said before, you know, think about use it or lose it. And it appears that regular exercise will definitely be more useful than irregular exercise. I'd have said most people could probably have worked that one out on their own though. And because I'll be asked, I will note that the best way to get your joints moving is to move them. Someone emailed me to say that walking was great for joint health. Really? If you can explain to me how walking is good for your shoulder joints or your wrists, I'm all ears. Remember that we have a couple of universally indisputable rules with training. One of them is called the SAID principle, which stands for specific adaptation to imposed demand. If you don't ever take your elbows through as close to a full range of motion as you possibly can, what do you think the effect will be on your elbows? The body doesn't work like an item, right? In the sense that you don't just stick your elbows in the cupboard and don't use them and bring them out 70 years later and think they're brand new and good to go. No. So make sure that you take your joints through a controlled range and make sure that you try and involve loaded movement. Sometimes I know that this must be like Groundhog Day for people listening to this podcast, but I can't change the rules of being healthy just to keep the podcast exciting. In a couple of weeks' time, I will cover CARS, which is an acronym standing for Controlled Articular Rotations, and how these particularly could help your joint health. So make sure you stay tuned in. As always, thank you for listening. Send any fun emails to me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com, and you too can have your own ideas denounced on the show. That's a joke. I'll only do that if I don't like your email. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, our director of podcasts, Brennan Getches, Davina Tomlin, and me, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question, voicemail me at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.